Hello, Adam here. Before we get started on this week's episode, I want to talk to you about some music that isn't REM. I want to talk to you about the band Small Miracles from Cardiff, okay? I really like this band. They're a new wave kind of band, but then they bring in all these elements of punk and glam and grunge. I mean, Talking Heads meets Pixies? The Cure meets Queens of the Stone Age, maybe that kind of thing. It's difficult to describe, which I think is the case for all of the best bands. If you're a fan of Manic Street Preachers, Radiohead, Muse, REM, I mean, most of the music that we've covered on this podcast, if you like it, there's a good chance that you will like Small Miracles. And I've got some good news for you, because they are about to make their long-form debut. Having released a bunch of singles, they're about to release Live at Rockfield EP on Dirty Carrot Records. And this is an EP of four tracks that were captured in whole takes live in the studio. And they kind of showcase the range of the band, as well as that sort of tight intensity that they've kind of built their live reputation on. You don't necessarily have to take my word for it. They're playing Beneath Me right now. That's the music you can hear. Why don't I just shut up and we can hear a bit of that? I think that sounds great. That's just one of the four tracks on this EP. The EP can be streamed on all platforms, like all music can these days. But if you want to do something a little bit more special, you can search Small Miracles Dirty Carrot, Small Miracles Dirty Carrot, and you can order a copy of the vinyl of the EP. And all proceeds from that vinyl will fund the band's upcoming debut album. So that's pretty cool. But whichever way you listen to it, I hope you enjoy it. Live at Rockfield EP by Small Miracles. Go and have a listen.
I love looking at people's runs on Strava. It's like my favourite social media platform.
Mine would be really boring for you. I'm going to start doing Couch to 5K again, and whenever I do Couch to 5K, I run up and down my road. So it would just be a straight line for you.
Don't do that. It's boring.
Big, big hill, though.
But yeah, nice. I'll still appreciate seeing the numbers get better and better every time, mate.
They very rarely do.
But I'm building a route for a run I've got to do this Sunday, right? Bear in mind, on Saturday, as a quote-unquote pre-fatigue run, I've got to run a little 10K.
Just a
10K. Cheeky one.
Just a 10K as a pre-fatigue run. Just before on then Sunday, I've got to run 32K.
That's so many more K.
Mate, the distance. The moment that marathon's done, I'm not running such distances ever again in my life.
Oh, yeah? Okay, wow.
How is the marathon training going?
Well.
That's good. That's
Do you think you'll do another marathon, or do you think you'll just, that's it, you've achieved the goal?
Not anytime soon.
Yeah, fair.
Like, well, I'm going to be having a baby, so like, the training's about. I already know I'm going to do some more halves later this year.
Interesting.
Because what I've not been doing in the training for the marathon is go for speed, right? Because I don't want to injure myself, so I'm not trying to like push any limits of my abilities. Once the marathon's out of the way, it's all bets are off. So me and friend of the podcast, Alex Hollis, have both agreed we're going to go for like smashing all of our PBs for the low, like 5:10, stuff like that. We're going to go for just like,
which will just seem demolishing. So small compared to your marathon.
Mate, I ran a 10K last night just like whilst Hannah cooked dinner, and I was like, this is whatever.
That medal there that you can see on there, that was for me, that killed me, and that was a 10K. I was sick. So, and you're just going to do one of those really quick.
And if you want to look at my medals, I've sort of got loads of them over here. Then,
Adam, hanging up. One says biggest loser award, and the other one says your crap award. I've got the your
tosser.
Tosser. That's good. That was a good one actually. What are we doing now though?
Best of luck to you in the marathon. I hope you absolutely smash it. What are we doing now? What are we doing now? Well, I'm going to introduce the show. Hello. And welcome to What Is Music, a music podcast about music. We're a podcast that focuses on discographies in their entirety doing deep dives on one artist at a time. And you join us as we quickly dive back into the subject of season four, which was called Is It Rad in Yohead? A critical analysis of the history, cultural impact and music of Radiohead. We went through their entire career, album by album, track by track, asking questions like, does context matter when you're listening to music? Does knowing the history of an artist affect your appreciation of their output? And during that season, we were, of course, asking, is it rad in your head? And to be clear, we were asking, is it rad in your head in regards to the band Radiohead, not is it rad in your head in regards to this, the fourth season of our podcast, which was called Is It Rad in Your Head? And which is now, for a brief time, in your head. I'm Adam Scott Glasspool. I'm a big music nerd. I'm a big fan of Radiohead. With me, as always, are two of my very closest friends. The first is someone who is not a huge music nerd, is maybe the least knowledgeable on music in general out of the three of us, and is just learning through this podcast how to apply critical thought onto why he likes or dislikes something, and whether that means it's good or not. It's Lucas Way.
Radiohead.
Lovely.
But not really.
And we also have someone who is between those two places. It's Steve Murphy.
Radiohead. But not really.
Okay. Welcome back to the podcast, guys. It's great energy.
That's kind of what I said.
It's great energy at the top of the episode, guys. You can tell it's a Radiohead episode because we're all depressed again. We're all just somber. Let me lift it. Let me lift it for you.
Yeah. We're off to a bloody show.
We're back, baby.
The boys are back in town.
We're back in the land of the head. Or at least 2/5 of the head and a couple of extra heads, because we're going to be talking about the smile mostly. Yeah. But before we do, let's just double check on what's going on with the parent band Radiohead. Fuck all.
Yeah, fuck all. Just,
for a second then I was like, have I missed something? Is that a bad advice?
Well, just last week I heard a rumour that someone close to the band had heard that they were all maybe going to meet at the end of this year, 2024. Now, what's your immediate reaction this breaking news?
Well, because last year they were talking about maybe meeting up to discuss, maybe considering meeting up. And that was last year. It can't take a year just to arrange to even physically be in the same building. It cannot require a year of planning.
This is the thing, is they did meet in 2023. Like, I'm sure they meet at least once a year just because they run a business called Radiohead together. Like, there are genuine stuff, like, things that they need to account for. And they met. They met last year, and fuck all happened.
Yeah. Phil Selway mentioned that maybe they might start thinking about looking at each other.
Exactly. Yeah. So who knows? It's, you know, with Radiohead, just like those hastily married teenagers, you never can tell.
What are you doing? Huh? Wait, what?
What? What's wrong with that? I thought it was good.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was good.
I don't know what it means.
But it's provocative, isn't it?
Yeah, it gets the people going. Some big news in the Radiohead adjacent community is, of course, the release of the second album by The Smile called Wall of Eyes, which we will get to eventually.
All right, mate. I wasn't
every day I get tweets that are like, when are you doing the second Smile album? We released a little initial impressions episode back when it came out, so go and listen to that. And in the meantime, we have also found ourselves in the possession of 3 tickets to see the band live in Brighton as part of their tour supporting that very album. Are you guys excited?
Yeah, I'm going to see Tom York. Like, I'm actually going to see, and Johnny Greenwood and the other one. But I'm going to see, I feel really bad, but I'm going to see the closest I'll probably ever get to seeing Radiohead, which is a shit thing to say about a different band, but let's, you know, come on. Because of the whole thing of me missing Radiohead that time.
Well, I was going to say, will this be the first time you're encountering any member of Radiohead live? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, 100%.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, you went to see Colin Greenwood play that bass solo.
You're right. I was in the fashion show. I was walking down the fashion show, showing off my fashion shows.
What?
I'm very excited. I haven't listened to Wall of Eyes since, by the way, since we talked about it. I should do that. But there's also a bit of me that's like, I just want to sit in the, I don't need to know these songs, you know, because they're going to be, one, probably a bit different live, let's be honest. And two, it's going to be very much, let's just enjoy the business of what is happening.
Yeah.
I'm very much of the same stance, which is, you know, the first album I'm not like way familiar with. Obviously, we covered it and we obviously picked certain songs, and blah, blah, blah. But like, I'm not like, you know, it's not like any Radiohead album where I'm, you know, really. And certainly, the Walls Have Eyes.
yeah.
The same. Well, less so. Way less so. Because I've heard, you know, we did the little bong and I've heard it bits and bobs. But again, much like Steve, I'm just like, I'm just going to enjoy just fucking vibing out.
Are you excited?
I'm just going to enjoy. I'm just going to watch it and just kind of. Excitement's not necessarily the word.
Right. Okay.
Because it's not like it's like hype.
Intrigued.
You know? It's just like. It's just like. It's just like, man, it's going to be real nice. It's going to be real cool. Well, I've seen Sigur Rós and I just enjoyed the wash.
The Smile have a lot of that spiky post-punk kind of energy going on.
They do have the spiky as well. That is true. I'm just thinking of the bits where you're just sort of like having it all over you. But actually, there is some more sort of spiky.
Yeah. Bunga bunga.
It's not just... Yeah, to be fair, it's true. So excitement's not necessarily the word. It's just like, it's gonna be cool, man. Where are we seeing them again? Remind me.
This is part of the reason that I'm really excited, is that it's kind of cool that they're in Brighton. Like, they're coming to my town, which is kind of like really cool.
Is it?
No, it's not the Dome. It's the Brighton Centre. Have you been to the Brighton Centre before?
Yeah, I've seen a few bands there. I saw Tenacious D there.
Wow. Steve, you and I have been there together.
To see Vic and Bob?
Yeah, we went to see Reeves and Mortimer there.
Yeah, I saw Bill Bailey there years ago. I saw Green Day there.
I saw Joe Bonamassa there and fell asleep in my chair.
Of course, classic.
I Lost Prophets there.
Oh. It's going to be quite strange. It is a proper mid-level arena, and it's nearly twice the size of the venue in which I last saw a Radiohead show. Which is kind of weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Like, this is going to be a bigger gig than the last Radiohead show I went to. It's 5,000 people, and it sold quick, and face value resale tickets are just disappearing in front of our eyes on Twickets and stuff. There, it's a hot ticket in town, let me tell you that. Every hipster in Brighton is going to be there. There's something cool about them. They're going to be in my hometown. Like, not where I was born or anything, but they're where I live. And I don't know, that's cool. Tom York's going to be in Brighton. And I haven't seen them since they played at All Points East on the Nick Cave day. So that would have been 2020... Was that last year, 2023? No, it might have been 2022. So I haven't seen them since they toured the first album. So I'm excited. I'm excited. Because they were great as well, and that was a shortened set. So I'm looking forward to seeing the whole thing. I think it's interesting that neither of you seem to have dove back into the album fully. So does not having heard it again present an interesting proposition re this gig? Like, you're gonna have to really vibe on it, you know.
I will re-listen before we go. When we're recording this, we've got a few days, right? Obviously, this will come out after the gig.
Probably.
What? Yeah.
it's likely.
I think, actually. Just let me check. Yeah. I will listen to it again, but I don't feel the need to revise as much. Do you know what I mean? If I'm going to go see a new artist, like, I think, I should probably listen to a lot so I know, like, when the songs come up, because it's just going to be so interesting anyway. But I will re-listen, because they're good, right? Good albums.
Good albums.
Yeah.
What are you guys realistically expecting from the show? Have you looked at anything? The tour has started.
Oh, no. No.
I deliberately avoided that live stream they did, right?
So that's the show that they did with the orchestra. Yeah. For the BBC Six Music Festival. Yeah. I watched
a bit
annoyed
we're not at that, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. But I watched a clip of them playing Skirting on the Surface with the full orchestra. And I'm just saving the rest for after the gig, because I don't want huge like spoilers. Sounded good. Let me put it that way. Like,
well, hang on. It sounded good.
It sounded good. I
write that down.
Smile.
Like,
that
sounds weird.
Good.
I'm putting it on my notepad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smile good.
Okay, so now I know exactly. To expect maybe good.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess what I'm probably expecting is they'll play like a few smile songs, but then they'll give everyone the Radiohead hits that everyone wants to hear. You know?
Creep.
It'll be like a Macca gig, you know. They'll play a couple of his solo stuff, but actually it's Creep. It's gonna be Paranoid Android.
And then it will be exactly like a Macca gig. I think they'll probably end with like a 10-minute Hey Jude.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Just with Hey Jude.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
I'm just expecting kind of like what. I mean, they've got a smaller pool of songs to pull from. So I imagine like a good chunk of their songs will hear because they've only got two albums. I think much like what Radiohead do, I imagine they'll be reinterpreted, reimagined, remixed, tweaked, changed, extended, turned into a trip hop track.
Yeah.
Mixed.
Sure.
Whatever. Like. There'll be a load of that business going on, I'm sure. There'll be songs where I go, have I heard this song, have I? At some point.
Okay.
I've heard this, have I?
I think there's probably less of that at a Smile gig than there is at a Radiohead gig. The actual kind of impressive thing is that they are making those songs, they're recreating them with just three people. That's kind of the impressive bit about the Smile. Except they have a fourth person on stage now. They have Robert Stillman. I think we saw a picture of them rehearsing and he was playing a clarinet or something similar. This isn't really spoilers. I do know one thing.
You know, Adam, don't talk yourself down so much. You know.
No, I know one thing.
Way more than one
thing. I know
three things.
One thing. I know one thing and it's this. And I don't think it's spoilers because it's a Radiohead adjacent thing. It's a Tom York thing. We're going to be getting new songs.
Oh, cool.
So there will be moments where you'll be going, have I heard this song? And the answer will be no, because it's brand new stuff. So they're already writing for album number 3 by the sounds of it.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah.
Or Radiohead album number 10.
Yeah, it could be.
The good thing about that is, Luke, is you can just look to your left or right or wherever Adam stood and go, do I know this one? And you can go, no.
Nah, my point though is I won't enormously care if I have or not.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Because I'm just going to enjoy it, man. I'm just going to enjoy the sounds and the other sounds.
The sights, you know? The sounds, smells.
It's not like I'm going to this to see, like, oh, those songs, those bangers I love, you know? Like, the exact opposite of why I go to Music at Grow and want to tick off a list of songs. I'm just going to go and I'm just going to stand there for 2 hours. We're standing?
Yes, we are, yeah.
That's a shame. And I'm going to stand there for 2 hours and it's going to...
The sights, the sounds, the smells, the smile.
having said that, are there any particular songs that you're kind of like, oh, I'm looking forward to hopefully seeing that one live?
Bending Hector.
What's that one you put on the Lucas
Skating on the Surface?
That. And the one off the new album that goes all spiky and really heavy.
Bending Hector.
Like, Bending really Hector.
Hectic. Okay. Yeah. Bang up for that one. Yeah. Really up for that one.
I'm really looking forward to seeing Read the Room from the new album. I'm looking forward to kind of seeing how they do the title track, Wall of Eyes. I'm praying. I'm kneeling by my bed every evening and praying that we get a good crowd that's not full of assholes who chat through things. My experience of Radiohead gigs and Smile gigs is that the crowd is very respectful. But since COVID, crowds have becoming like more and more unruly, less and less cool. We might have to not hang around the back in order to be with the, you know, people who are actually going to shut the fuck up.
Yeah. That's cool. I'll meet you guys after the gig. It's no problem.
Oh, no. Come on. It'll be all right. It's not going to be a crush at the Smile gig.
A genuinely practical point I do have to make, and this isn't me being like, I will have run 42 kilometers over the weekend. So genuinely, I would love to be sick. Okay. I know we're not going to be, but I'm not going to be jumping.
no one is. Don't worry about it. I'm praying for a good crowd. I'm hoping that on the quiet songs, you can just hear a penny drop. I have a feeling that if it's not like that, Tom York will have something to say about it. that's usually the case.
You reckon he could kick off?
Yeah, oh, have I not off. Sent you the video clip where he's like, who the fuck is talking, man? And like stops the song halfway through and is like, do you want to just fucking go?
I think you have sent me that.
Talk when I'm fucking done.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, look, I'm really excited. Listeners, the next time you hear from us will be just about pre-gig, recording on our phones, as is tradition. Let's go. We'll see you there.
Hey everyone, I'm just going to pause the episode for a second here to introduce to you a brand new album by Squiggo, which as far as I'm concerned, is music. The album is called Squiggo 1, that's spelt S-K-W-I-G-G-O, and it's out now for you to wrap your ears, eyes and tongue around on all major streaming services, including Spotify, Bandcamp and iTunes. Squiggo has told us his main inspirations were classic PlayStation and PlayStation 2 soundtracks. So think Silent Hill, Gran Turismo, Persona 3, Wipeout, you know, that kind of thing. He's also used a lot of the same synths and sample sources that were used in the creation of those soundtracks. He was also inspired by his recent trip to Japan, particularly the bustling nightlife in Osaka. And yeah, you can really hear that on this album. It's really great. I'll tell you what, let's have a listen to a little bit now. As you can hear, it's an electronica album with influences from a wide range of music outside of video games, including ambient, shoegaze, techno and downtempo. It features a mix of styles and moods. Some songs are sad and nostalgic, those are for me. Some are chill, some might make you want to dance, and don't tell Adam, but there's even a scary one. If you're into old video games or artists like M83, Fortet, Burial, Aphex Twin, you're really going to love this. Check it out today. It's a really great time. Search for Squiggo and his album Squiggo 1 on all major streaming platforms now, or click the link in the show notes. Okay, back to the show.
It's gig day,
and it's Steve. Steve's here. Lucas is not here. We were going to be coming up together. Lucas has to look after his poorly pregnant wife, which frankly I'm livid about. How dare he and they? No, absolutely fair enough. She's okay, from what I understand. It's just like he couldn't... wouldn't feel like he could have a good time knowing that she's a bit unwell back home. So, fair. So, I'm driving up on my own. I finished work, and it is time to go to see The Smile. Although, first, I'm in a McDonald's drive-thru queue. I'm having... If you wanted to know what I'm having... and you do want to know what I'm having. I've got a 5 chicken selects meal and some halloumi fries, which is very exciting, isn't it? Once again, proving that I would absolutely fall apart if I had to do my own host a season or do any kind of podcasting or entertainment on my own. Oh no, I've got to pay for my thing. Hold on. Ah, I'm back. I forgot I had to pay for the food and then pick up the food, and I don't want to be a naughty boy, and even though my phone is mounted, I didn't want to record while driving. Did you want to know why I got what I got? Because I can shovel it in my face while I'm driving, basically. I just need one hand to sort of reach into the bag to my left and pull out whatever beige fried object I can find. Because a burger would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? Yeah, so got food on the way to Brighton. Very exciting. You know how these things go now. We did a little introduction, which is going to be quite strange because Lucas has said how excited he was. And now he's not coming, so that's sad. We did that, and then we'll do a little bit, doing some little recordings on the road, yeah? And then I'll probably meet Adam, and then he'll probably comment on my denim jacket that I'm wearing, and he'll probably mention... That's my prediction. Whether that will come to fruition, I don't know. And if it doesn't, I might just tell him that he thinks that I look like... I don't think I look like... I should point out, nobody looks like... are we beeping it when I say it? This could be a nightmare for editing. Sorry. Yeah, so looking forward to that. We need a lovely drink before we go in. Our friend Will, who has been on the podcast as a guest on the Radiohead season, also known as Bloom's Taxonomy, he might be there. So if he's there, I might just call him Lucas. I am stuck in traffic now. by Chichester. So it's a good time to record. I've been listening to the Smile first album, and I tell you what, everyone, lovely people at home, this is a hot take, it's really good. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the good songs played by the good band. And then I'm going to switch on the old bloody second album. Oh God, that fox is just paced. Oh my God. There is a... Sorry. Sorry, that's taken me by surprise. There's some roadkill that was... It was just paste. Oh, God, I hope I'm never turned into paste one day. Just one day you're just out. Just out and about, and then you're paste. Then you become a smeared paste. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I've moved past the paste, and I've gotten over my little existential crisis. I've decided I'm not going to be paste one day, but I will produce paste-adjacent content for you. Content that's just purely paste. Not a red smeared paste, more like a grey sort of nothing paste that we're spoon-feeding you through your headphones into your brains. I was thinking about the gig, and I absolutely cannot wait to, one, for me to be doing it, but to watch others do it, is try and bob their head to the whatever, like, fucking 11-8 time signatures and stuff. It's going to be great. I've just listened to that one. Is it The Smoke that's like, dibbidi-dibbidi-doom-doo? It's excellent. It's going to be really good, and I'm really, like, there's loads of strings and stuff on the album, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they recreate all that. I don't think they have the orchestra with them. I think they just did that for that one-off BBC thing. I don't know. It's going to be really exciting. Adam has told me that the support... I've forgotten their name. James Holden? Which I'm sure is somebody I know... Well, I don't know that person, but I'm sure I knew somebody called that. That is support. See, it's paste. It's paste content. They're experimental techno. Now, I don't know if he's messing with me, but that sounds about the sort of thing that Tom York would get as a support act. But you know what? I'm up for it. You know, and I'm going to be buzzing off my tits after my pre-show Pepsi Max. It's a Pepsi Max podcast. Gonna go to see the show and have a drink and then go and see the show. It's not quite as good as my last song that I sang about Pepsi Max, I'm going to be honest with you. And to be honest, on my own, I feel it's paste. It's paste content. That's what I'm trying to say.
Steve's probably recording a little bit in the car en route. So I'm recording a little bit in my bedroom because I'm not at the gig because I'm at home because I've got a pregnant wife and she's poorly and I'm looking after her. Boo-hoo me. Steve probably talking about like what he reckons they're going to play. That's normally a conversation we have when we do these things. I reckon they're going to play most of their songs because they've only got two albums. So they'll play most of the songs, I reckon. I reckon there will be minimal light show. I reckon it's going to be like basic AF. I think Adam's going to cry at some point just because he's going to have a little cry. I guess Steve might cry actually because Steve will get overwhelmed by being in the presence of Thomas who he hasn't been in the presence of because Steve didn't see them. Signing off for now. Steve, I reckon, is just going into the park. Actually, probably by now, he's probably just about parking up in the space that I booked for my car. That he's stolen.
I have arrived. I have arrived in Brighton town. The smoky town of Brighton. The Midwest of the smoke town and smoke. By the sea. So that's where I am. Adam has told me. Well, first of all, I had to turn up and find like a car permit under a tile in a plant pot for my just park thing. Can you hear the sounds of the city? Isn't it exciting? So I managed to do that. I survived the instructions that Lucas left me. It's all good. Adam's asked me to meet him at the Walrus. First of all, I phoned him and said, where are you? And he said, I'm at the pub. I'll see you there. So that's good. I'm heading to the Walrus, which sounds like a wind-up, I'll be totally honest. But that is where I'm headed right now. Very lovely non-alcoholic drink. I'll be honest, he sounds like he's about 6 pints in. It's just going to be a really weird evening for me. Anyway, I will reconvene when I see his stupid fucking face.
Hi, it's Adam. I'm in Brighton. I'm recording on my phone. I'm walking down to meet Steve. I've had 2 pints of Continental Lager within the 4.5% ABV region. It's just something that's a little bit kooky about me. That's something that I like to order at pubs, and that's fine. You can't, don't have a go at me about it. And, you can just feel, you can feel, similar to when we saw the Muse tribute act, you can feel that the whole town is alive, and that everybody is so up for seeing the somewhat little-known side project of two members of Radiohead, The Smile, at the Brighton Centre. I'm wearing a red hat, a red beanie hat, to fit in with my fellow alternative music fans. We shall see how that goes.
I have found the Walrus, and by that I don't mean Adam, though he is sprinting at me. Oh my God. Hello, mate.
Hello, mate. How you doing?
Yeah, the Walrus is real then.
Huh?
And again, I don't mean you. It doesn't matter.
They call me the Walrus of Brighton.
Yeah, you're right?
Yeah, man. I've had 2 pints of
lager. Oh, 2? I thought you were 6.
Hello. So,
this is...
Oh, what's this? What's this? Is this our listeners?
Yeah.
Hello, listeners.
What do you think?
They're all in here.
Yeah.
They're all in the phone.
What do you think? What about that one?
I'm making a cup of tea.
Steve.
Yeah?
Steve.
Are we doing pre-banter? What?
We're in a pre-banter situation here.
I'm in a pre-banter kind of mood.
Yeah, so there's no banter. This is all just pre-banter.
Oh, okay.
Now that we're actually in the city...
Oh, I think you're saying now we're in the banter.
Now we're in the banter.
Okay, well, yeah.
So you've got to up your game.
Yeah. Now we're in the city.
How are you feeling about the gig now?
Yeah, excited. I'm really up for it.
Great.
Yeah. Are you?
Yes, also.
I get to see Tom York, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
He's quite
small.
Quite short.
Yeah.
Is Johnny Greenwood tall?
Medium tall.
And what about Tom Skinner?
He sat down.
Oh no! Is he? He might get up, right? At some point.
When there's a key change.
Yeah.
He'll get up from his stool.
And that's when the Doves release.
The thing is, it's like Radiohead adjacent, so there's like 10 key changes. He's just always up and down, up and down, up and down.
Well, I was listening to both albums on the way here, and I was just saying to the listeners. I'm quite looking forward to trying to nod my head to the songs. That's been fun.
Yeah, I think that's easy.
Yeah.
As long as you're on the like the downbeat, doesn't matter. You don't have to keep in mind where the measure changes.
But I do a big nod on the one.
Big nod from Steve.
I do a big wink on the nod. On the nod or the one?
It's a shame Lucas isn't here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's fine.
He's fine.
So is his wife.
And he's fine, and so is his wife.
Yeah. I'm
classic
yeah.
joke.
Yeah.
Classic
That's from Monty Python, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that he just couldn't... I think he wouldn't have had a good time knowing that
she's Yeah, exactly. We bear him no ill will.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to get that on the record.
No, that's fair. It's a good idea to clear it up.
Yeah.
Are we meeting our friend Will?
Well, this is the thing, is that we have a Lucas replacement.
Yeah, I know. That's So, wait. So that... Hold on, there's a joke here. Somebody's okay. ill.
Yeah.
And
were ill?
No, someone's, you said no ill will. We're meeting Will. Lucas
who is not an ill
Lucas
will.
Is ill. Yeah. Well, his wife is ill. And Radiohead have a song called I Will.
Oh, there is something there.
There's
actually.
Something there.
If you Let's could, think on it, and we'll come back in like 20 minutes or something.
What is music pod@gmail.com? Just tell us.
No, we'll come up with it. It's fine. It's fine.
So I reckon about now, Adam and Steve are probably having like dinner. maybe a little drink beforehand. I'm in the shower, so that's about as exciting for you, the listener.
Hi.
Hello.
We found our Lucas replacement.
Oh God, are you recording now?
Yeah, look. Oh, look at this.
We're live.
Okay. You need to speak up a little bit.
I need to be witty and funny.
What voices that don't carry?
I'm a teacher, actually. All right, shall I do my teacher voice?
Yeah, do it.
My projecting voice. Yeah. Here we go. Here we are. Right. Hello, Adam. How can I help?
It's not the same, but you made eye contact
with
me.
Yeah, exactly. That's a lot. It draws you in.
Listeners to the podcast have obviously heard from you before. Because when did we talk? When was it? Was it around King of Limbs? No.
No, it was Kid A. You asked my thoughts
it was
on
Kid A.
A.
That's yeah. Right, of course.
Yeah.
I think the thing that most of our listeners will be interested in is whether or not you've taken it upon yourself to improve either of the Smile albums.
Yes.
Really?
A Light for Attracting Attention is too long, okay. And the songs are in the wrong order.
Yeah. Okay, so what have you... Okay, cool. Can we get a track list at some point?
Yeah,
is that all right?
At some point.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I only did it, like... Actually, I did it this week when I was in the gym. I was like, you know what? Having listened to both albums quite a lot in preparation for this gig,
yeah.
You know, obviously I listened to Light for Attracting Attention quite a lot, and then I listened to The Wall of Eyes a lot. Mm-hmm. I haven't, like, listened to them back to back. My first impression, actually, listening back, was that the Light for Attracting Attention is sort of like Hail to the Thief.
It's a bit long. It's a bit of a grab bag of lots of stuff.
Yeah, and it hasn't really got a clear focus or direction.
What do you think of Wall of Eyes?
I think the highs are higher and the lows are lower. Wall of Eyes I really like as a cohesive singular item.
Yeah.
But the highs are higher on A Light for Attracting Attention and the lows are lower.
Okay.
That would be my take.
That's very... I think that aligns with my take, mostly.
And also I miss the crisp clarity of Nigel Godrich's production.
See, I don't. I like it a little bit muddier.
Muddy,
yeah, I like what he's done with his voice.
I think it's really badly mixed.
Okay. Okay, fine. Okay, so have you seen The Smile before?
No, I haven't. No.
What are you expecting?
Well, I watched the BBC Six Music.
I haven't
concert.
Seen it. I wanted to remain unspoiled.
Well, obviously they had the orchestra with them there, which they're not going to have tonight. So, no, I've not seen them before. No, I've seen Tom York on his own, and I've seen Radiohead 5 times.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I've seen the ingredients. I've
you feel
not
like
seen
you've
the
basically
Sons
seen
of
it.
Mehmet or Kemet, or whatever they're called.
Now, Steve and I have seen the Sons of Kemet.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And how was that?
Steve, I don't think
punky,
you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
They're really good. We saw them before because we were waiting for Foles at Glastonbury.
Yeah. There's good reasons.
We're actually pretty cool. We saw Sons of Kemet waiting for Foles.
Foles were underwhelming, probably, weren't they?
They were fine.
Yeah,
it was a secret set, so the vibes were kind of good,
really,
you know?
Really fine. So, yeah, I'm expecting lots of ambient feedback. I'm expecting lots of...
With some spiky bits.
I'm expecting lots of slightly, messy riffs from Johnny Greenwood, because if you listen, he's actually not a very precise guitarist live, is he?
Wow, he's... Yeah. You're in
and
a catty mood today, aren't you?
And Tom's actually not a very precise singer live either, so...
No.
It'll be nice. The messiness will...
Yeah, isn't that what's special about seeing a band like that
live?
Yeah,
absolutely.
On it, right? He'll be precise.
Oh, Tom Skinner will be the glue, just like the
just
rhythm
like the rest
section
of Radiohead.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing Tom play some bass.
Yes, of course.
And
do you know what? He's actually like a good bassist.
He is.
So to have to do it at the same time as singing.
Yeah, playing bass and singing is hard. Strumming chords and singing is easy.
Well, easy.
Yeah. I mean, easy. Even you can do it.
Even I can do it. Steve does it occasionally.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. Congratulations on your music.
Oh, God.
Adam just spat out his beer.
I'm so sorry.
At the mere suggestion that Steve made music.
The least complimentary thing I've ever heard in my life. I'm so sorry. Congratulations on your music.
I couldn't remember if it was a single or an EP.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Was it a single or an EP?
Oh my God.
Steve!
Hello. Oh, don't say so I've not gone. Hello.
We're walking to the Brighton Centre.
It's very windy because of the sea.
Is the sea typically windy?
That's a good point.
Anyway,
Does the sea create wind? Doesn't
no.
matter.
We're heading towards the Brighton Centre, which is where tonight's show is taking place. And we're going to go in for support, which is James Holden. Do you know anything about James Holden?
Other than the fact that I recognise the name, but I think it's somebody I used to know that doesn't... It was James... with
a H-O something.
Yeah.
I don't think it's them.
No? Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Amanda Holden.
That's what you're thinking of. It's not Amanda Holden. Okay. It's James Holden. Okay. So what are you expecting? Anything? I think I've given you a little...
Oh, yeah, you told me it's experimental techno.
That's what I said, yeah.
Yeah.
That's not maybe not the whole story. I don't know. What are you thinking?
Experimental techno and beeps.
It's not your kind of thing, though, is
beeps
it?
So beeps, no.
Are you expecting to have a little bit of a new experience here?
Yeah, like, of course. Like, I've come here today basically just to be like, I want to just look at all the new... Look at the music. I just want to let this music wash over me. It's really good.
That sounds negative, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just going to let all of this wash over
let
me.
Let it brush off.
Yeah.
No, like, you know, great. It's going to be good.
Yeah, you know, great. Like, good.
Some dinner. Oh, I've run out of rice. I'm running low on rice. We bought some rice, apparently. Oh, here we go, rice. Just making some dinner. I reckon the guys are, I don't know, watching a support act probably about now, maybe. I'm pouring rice into a rice cooker. Anyone who doesn't own a rice cooker, massive recommend. Get yourself a rice cooker. Perfect rice every single time. I hate making rice. I suck at making rice. I always make a mess making rice. This is premium. Premium product. They're probably watching the support act. Can't remember what they were called. Didn't particularly care about seeing them. So, not jealous yet. But I'm jealous of the company. Oh, hi there. Lucas from the What Is Music podcast here. I'm just sat at my computer doing a bit of admin. It's probably one of the less exciting things I could be doing instead of seeing the smile. But it does need to be done, and I've now got a free evening to do it. So I'm sat here in front of spreadsheets and budget. Having a baby is expensive. I recommend it to everyone. And listening to some good bangers, such as... I don't know if this song actually should be on this playlist. I've made a playlist called Marathon. And it's for the... I don't know if anyone knew, but I'm actually going to run a marathon in a couple of weeks. And I made a playlist of nothing but wall-to-wall bangers for 11 hours and 15 minutes, which is... three times longer than it needs to be. But, you know, good shuffle mix. But I don't know if that song's actually appropriate. I might actually remove it. It's a little bit low energy for a run. Might remove it. I reckon the guys are still watching a support act, to be honest, because the time difference between this and the last recording I did is 16 minutes. So I doubt much has changed. They're probably watching a support act about now. I'm sat here looking at a spreadsheet. Who's the real winner? I tell you who. I was really hoping it was going to say the word Richard Nixon, but I timed it badly. Let's see what song comes up next, shall we? Right, let's have a look, shall we? Here we go, lads. Two points to who can guess what that song is. It's not very difficult. Bye. Steve.
Oh.
James Holden then. What do you reckon?
I'm Steve. I really enjoyed it.
It was lovely, right?
Five songs.
It was kind of, you counted them.
I don't know. No, it's great. I really enjoyed it. Of course I did.
It was kind of like transcendental, almost meditation vibes in some places.
It really,
right?
really was.
He had a percussionist who had a lot of bells and whistles.
Yeah. Yeah. it was great. And the I don't know, yeah, just a really nice vibe, and the guy seemed nice.
He did seem nice, didn't he? He looked like Fry, and the percussionist looked like Ashford, and it was very distracting.
Yes. I wasn't going to mention that, but I forgot that people actually know who they are.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
It's not the kind of thing you'd seek out?
It's not the sort of thing you'd seek out, and I mentioned festivals earlier, but that I just felt like I was at Glastonbury there, just like, you've gone, come see this. Yeah. I'm like, all right, I'll come see this. And then we go, and then we just kind of look at the stage and have a nice time, and yeah, it's great.
Now we're getting a pint.
I'm not.
No, you're getting a Pepsi or something.
No, I'm not. Sorry.
You're not getting anything.
I've already had like two drinks.
What if you wee yourself?
And if you're not Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But if you're not having booze,
that's enough drink.
That's so many pints. I've had two pints of liquid. Like, well, I don't need anything more.
That's a good point.
Adam told a man off for talking.
I didn't tell him off. I didn't. I said, do you know you're shouting over the music?
It's a very good point. There's that annoys me. And also, people filming, fine.
Right? Yeah.
I can get used to it now.
Filming with the flash on.
What's
mental.
That?
It's
I need
mental.
To be able to see the stage.
Yeah.
And then this will work.
It was fine. It was just a small altercation. The kind of conflict that usually makes you uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, Will told him to fuck off.
I mean, Will went in harder than I did, yeah.
Bloody council tax has gone up again. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Every year. And nothing gets better. The roads don't get better. My bins. Well, my bins, they take the bins. Can't really criticise the bins, to be honest. But why has it gone up in price? Unbelievable. Thanks, Obama.
Steve.
Hello.
We're in the crowd. I guess you could call it a crowd.
You could call it
it's a
crowd.
Collection of people.
Yeah, yeah.
For the smile. How are you feeling now? Oh, he's smiling. Yeah. For the listeners, he's smiling.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. No, good. I'm really excited. The stage has so much on it. There's so much stuff.
There's a harp.
There's a harp. There's going to be so much business going on. The drums are extremely to the hard stage left.
That's the right for you and me.
The right.
Yeah.
Which is bizarre. But I guess, piano right in the middle, it's going to be great, it's going to be good.
You're just describing the stage, not how you feel about it at all?
No, I'm excited.
That's fine, it's the technicalities that we like about Radiohead adjacent stuff, isn't it? Only smiling again. Yeah. Woo! Here they come, Steve. Tom York's my dad. They're probably watching The Smile About now. I'm watching Kung Fu Panda 2. Who's the real loser?
Come back on after that.
You guys.
You're done. Most bands come back on.
It's one more, right?
Yeah.
You always play one more.
Yeah. Steve, we're in the encore, or between the encore. Immediate thoughts.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Okay, you shut up.
They've left the stage. It's time to go
home. It's good so far, I think.
It's really good.
Sort of like 6 out of 10 sort of stuff.
Yeah, just rubbish.
Yeah, just
actually,
sort of
it's not rubbish, really.
Medium.
Yeah.
Medium.
It's 10:30. They're probably still watching the band. I'm going to bed. I'm just coming up, finish Kung Fu Panda 2. We'll probably watch Kung Fu Panda 3 tomorrow. I'm going to bed. I hope they had fun. Steve, reminder, you need to put the permit back with the parking space. That'll be a helpful bit of information for you when you listen to this. In 6 months' time. Bye.
Oh, hello.
We've just come out of Le Smile, which is the smile in French.
The smiles.
Just immediate, like, no depth at all. Just, like, 1,000 words or more.
Okay.
What was your reaction?
One of the best shows I've seen.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah, it was just insane. It was incredible. My feet hurt, but I don't mind.
Well, it's because we're old.
Yeah, I know. But, like, I don't know. It was just wonderful and lovely and so weird to see those guys so close.
Well, a big thing about it for me is like, oh, that's actual Thom Yorke and Johnny Greenwood.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know?
He's just there.
Like,
and he's singing.
The moment you hear Thom Yorke's voice, you're like, fucking hell, that's Thom Yorke's voice.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it live. Yeah, crazy. I know that makes me sound really fanboy.
You see like his trousers and you're like, oh, those are Thom Yorke's trousers.
Yeah.
But he's wearing
Did you see his jacket?
Yeah.
Because I was like, fucking hell, that's Thom Yorke's jacket.
Yeah.
We're going right up here. There was a classic amount of business, I would say.
Yeah, oh yeah. I got a great photo of when Johnny just went over to a laptop and Thom did some business on the
He did something, did he?
And then, but I could see Johnny just scrolling around on the laptop.
He's just on Twitter.
Yeah,
he's just on Twitter. Yeah, man.
What about
I found
you?
That,
what did you...
I found it very... very sort of... Very inspiring.
Yeah?
I don't know. Yeah, because it's such a kind of...
Ooh, acoustic change.
I know, right?
We're in a tunnel.
It's kind of such a straightforward kind of setup.
Yeah, I mean, they were making so much sound out of just the three of them, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on, but it was, it was really quite something.
But also then the idea that, like, we're in, like, one of the smaller arenas I've been in, you know?
Yeah.
And... There's like 3 to 4 guys on stage. It all feels very small. It all feels the opposite of Radiohead on the Pyramid stage or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Talking of.
Yeah.
Got a red Reckoner.
We got Old Reckoner. Feeling Pulled Apart by Horses, which is Thom Yorke and Johnny Greenwood song. Yeah. Which is cool.
It's cool.
Sounded great. Sounded very different.
Yeah.
They morphed it into kind of like a funky kind of thing. I thought it was incredible. And a lot of people are going to think that we're like... Oh, you're just saying that because it's Tom York and Johnny Greenwood and they're in Radiohead.
No, but there's a reason why.
Yeah, yeah. That they are Tom York and Johnny Greenwood from Radiohead.
There's a reason why he's Tom York.
Yeah, like.
Because of his jacket.
Yeah, because of his jacket and trousers.
And trousers.
But also his voice, I suppose, if you want to extend it that far. man, I thought that was great.
It was really good.
It was absolutely phenomenal. I think we'll have probably some, maybe some deeper thoughts in a couple of days when when we're back in the studio.
When we're back in the studio, in our studio, in Big Mate's studio.
Yeah.
There was a new song, and I can't remember.
There was a Muse song.
There's a Muse, a new one.
Oh, okay.
And he said something about hurricane and not feeling the pain. That's all I can remember. But it was incredible, and I loved it.
He was using
a different voice than he would usually use.
You're talking about Colours Fly,
is it?
I think, yes.
Oh, it was great. It was lovely. I don't know, it just sounded like older Radiohead. Just like,
oh, interesting.
More like Fake Plastic Treesy sounding. Tommy.
Okay, well,
I don't know.
I'll send you a link on YouTube, and you can investigate that before we get back together in the Big Big Studio. Which we'll do. We'll throw two now. Why don't you go back to you in the studio? How about you do that?
Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Steve. So we went to see The Smile. I had a good time. I don't know what happened to you, Lucas. I don't know where you got to. Didn't see you all evening.
Yeah. I went with some other friends from a different school.
We got there and everyone in the crowd and Tom York and Johnny Greenwood kept shouting, "Where's Lucas?"
Yeah, they did.
And no one knew.
No one knew where you were. I had a good time. We haven't heard each other's clips. Obviously, we had to record separately because Lucas was at home. We missed you. We missed you very much, but you've not heard anything that we said. And I'd like to pick out something that Steve said on his way out of the show that we recorded. One of the best live shows you've ever been to.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want you to feel bad about this, Lucas. It's just what Steve said.
You know, it's fine. Because I know I've been to a better one, which was seeing Radiohead. So.
Expand on that. Do you still feel that way, or were you just buzzing off of the immediate contact high?
I was buzzing, and I think I still feel that. Yeah, it was incredible. Like, I couldn't believe I was in the room with those musicians, that two guys that made OK Computer, and they were kind of just there.
That's not describing the live performance that you were given, though. That's just describing being in their presence.
Lucas, it would have been very hard for the live performance to happen without those two people, because they wouldn't have been there.
I have to say, that is a part of it, though, because the lights went down, ambient music was playing, of course. They walked on stage, and they opened with Wall of Eyes, the very slow, cha-ching, cha-ching, like acoustic kind of number. And the first time we heard Tom York's voice, we just turned to each other and went, oh.
Yeah.
Because you suddenly realise I'm listening to Tom York singing live.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it.
Yeah. I mean, several times Adam turned to me and said, "Tom York's his dad."
I think you'll hear that probably in the voice notes somewhere.
Okay, right. Yeah, okay, good.
Any tears?
Yes.
Yeah. I've called that out your listeners will have heard by now, but I predicted such a thing.
Oh, really?
The opening song, like me turning to Steve and going, oh, because we just heard Tom York singing, was followed by me turning around to look at Tom York singing and just welling up a little bit, not like full tears. And then also when they played Skirting on the Surface,
that was a
real big moment. That was absolutely beautiful. I thought the set was really interesting. It flowed really well. They seemed to have, it almost seemed to be like slow one, spiky one, slow one, spiky one, slow one, spiky one.
Slow new one.
But when they got into the second half of the gig, it really started to kind of like pick up. Like, they started with Wall of Eyes, they went into The Opposite, which is a very cool song. And they did this like ambient thing for a hairdryer, and they played a new one called Colours Fly, and they played Skirting on the Surface, and then they played a new one called Instant Psalm. They played Waving a White Flag. These are all quite slow, kind of moody kind of pieces, And then they played Thin Thing. And I think from there on out, it all got a bit faster. It all got a bit more lively. And two, I think they loosened up because they kind of fucked Thin Thing.
That was great, though. Like that, yeah. At that point, like I was like, yeah, this show is great. And which is ridiculous because you'd expect them to be tight as hell. And they were, because actually, I bet most people didn't notice anything went wrong, except he sort of just started slapping his bass and it all kind of went a bit frantic.
Put his hands
at the
up
end.
In a big shrug. He put shrug his hands up at the end like, oh, I don't really know what's going on.
He goes, I don't know what happened there. And then he turned and went, I know I was right.
He just sort of, I think he said, I know what I was doing. I don't know about you guys. It did seem to loosen them up. But then also, there's the set list loosened up, you know?
It loosened up, but I thought that sort of loosened me up a bit as well when I was like, I could kind of let go a bit and be like, oh, I've got to really concentrate on all this really great stuff happening. And I was like, no, come on, this is a cool gig. And so I felt a bit more at ease at that point as well, you know, because I felt quite tense that I had to listen to every single bit. Otherwise, I would go away and I haven't experienced it enough.
Right.
And then I thought, and then I just kind of let go a bit at that point.
You're such an anxious person, aren't you, Steve?
Oh, because I did it wrong before because I got too drunk and I had to go away from seeing Tom York, so I had to experience it.
Because I was very much, I mean, not that I went, so I mean, this conversation's got nothing for me, but I was very much going into it like I was going to be like, I'm no stress, I'm just going to enjoy the vibes, man. Big vibes, just enjoy the vibes. Instead, I enjoyed the vibes of Kung Fu Panda 2.
Oh, great, okay. Great. But the vibes were really nice, right?
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, it was great. And everyone they weren't necessarily respectful for James Holden. There was a couple of idiots talking. But otherwise, everyone was just enjoying those vibes around us. It was nice. Everyone was just having a little bit of a move.
Yeah, well, that
just a small move.
I found it. I said this to you. I found it difficult because, like, all of the music, especially in the second half of the set, I'm like, all of this music makes me want to move, and I've got no idea what kind of time signature to move in. I don't know how to move to this. Like, Thin Thing just makes you kind of go like a bit like frantic. And they were playing stuff like, I mean, when they played Friend of a Friend, that was cool, and Read the Room sounded really great. Obviously thought of Lucas when they played We Don't Know What Tomorrow Brings, because that's big Lucas energy with the synth and the bass and everything. Yeah, and then the smoke sounded amazing.
Excellent.
How
did a little sexy dance, didn't he?
I mean, how Tom York plays the bass and sings that at the same time, I genuinely have no idea.
Crazy, yeah.
Talking of respectful crowd, actually, I wonder if it's because it was all people in their mid-30s, basically.
I mean, yeah.
But also, no, basically no phones.
Yes. Like, they were doing the thing that, like, I took a few photos, but everyone was doing a thing. They'd come out and they go, yeah, get the photo, and then put it away and not just holding it up, yeah.
Everyone was super present. Everybody was, like, just there in the room with them. It was really cool, actually, because I'm used to gigs like watching it through people's phones, basically.
Yeah.
There was none of that.
I noticed it. It was really only at the back where we were. If anyone was taken, you know, I took a couple of photos for the socials, or whatever. But actually, up the front, no one was doing that at all.
Yeah.
Like the front half of the, yeah. It was very nice. It was cool. And the quiet bits were quiet and it was great.
I wonder if no one was taking photos because they were lit so poorly.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, it was just, they have like this wall of lights, of like neon lights behind them, don't they? Yeah. And it's shining on.
It's a wall of eyes.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Yeah. Right. They had a wall of eyes behind them. Oh, God. Imagine. And they kept blinking every now and again.
So, yeah, it was all very backlit. It was all very moody. But, yeah, there were loads of moments where I was just like, oh, I'm watching Johnny Greenwood do his Johnny Greenwood thing. Like when he's playing the piano and the harp at the same time, or he's fucking around with delay pedals. And then I was like, oh, I'm watching Tom York do his Tom York thing. Tom Skinner was there as well, I imagine. Now, what a great drummer.
Yeah, honestly, insane to witness that. He's like a human metronome. And the other guy, I forgot his name.
Robert Stillman.
He was doing all sorts of stuff with oboes and clarinets and saxophones. And
oh,
great,
Lucas.
Yeah, really cool stuff.
There was a lot of saxophone. Yeah. He was basically on stage for the whole show. There was only a few songs that he wasn't on stage for, but yeah, there was loads of saxophone.
Not only saxophone, loads of business, mate.
Bending Hectic sounded incredible.
Exactly as you expect.
And then they go away, but don't worry, they came back for an encore. Lucas, they...
Yeah, I was worried about that.
Lucas, they played Old Reckoner.
What?
Do you remember when we, do you remember way back?
I looked at the set list and I didn't see any Radiohead song titles.
Well, it's called Feeling Pulled Apart by Horses.
I saw that.
Yeah.
But that was a Tom York song.
It's a Tom York song that he did with Johnny Greenwood. Yeah. He repurposed the riff from Old Reckoner into that song. And they played that. And it sounded really cool. It sounded really funky and lithe and danceable. A bit like me. It sounded a bit like me. Funky and lithe and danceable.
And alive. Yeah.
Their staging was really interesting. One, it had loads of stuff that you'd have liked, Lucas, which is people just swapping instruments. Like, I know Tom York was playing the bass on The Smoke and Friend of a Friend and Read the Room and stuff like that. But he's not always the bassist. Sometimes he just gives that to Johnny Greenwood. So they're all there swapping instruments. And sometimes Robert Stillman will come over and play on the piano instead of Tom and stuff. The way that they are staged, you've got the drums way over on stage left, which is where Johnny likes to hang out, where all the rhythm is. And then because he's wandered over from his sort of pod, I guess that's where they keep him. They keep him in like a little pod. Then you've got Tom York, who's kind of further over to stage right. And then you've got Robert Stillman over on the far stage right. The middle
be careful the way you say that.
Yeah, far stage right. middle of the stage, more often than not, was empty.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really interesting, I thought. I just thought that was so weird.
Which is what it was weird when they came together, when Johnny got on the laptop and Tom was doing some business on a piano or something next to him. I was like, oh, they're next to each other. Yeah. Those two guys. And they're touching. I don't mean that in a sexy way.
But it was a bit sexy, wasn't it?
A bit sexy because Tom was dressed as a homeless old man.
He looks great. You shut the fuck up.
Yeah, of course he does.
That photo you took of a bit of classic Johnny business, I loved the bit where he's using his violin bow to play the bass guitar.
The bass,
it looked fucking great. Looked cool as well. Have you seen that, Lucas? Have you been on Steve's Twitter?
He sent it in a group chat.
Wow. Okay. Just really rubbing it in.
A group chat.
Adam, it's a group chat you opted to not be in.
Yes. How was your evening, though? It sounds like it was probably better than ours or something if you watched one of the Kung Fu Panda sequels.
Yeah, I watched Kung Fu Panda 2. I did use the opportunity. I've been meaning to do some sort of boring... I've been meaning to do some very exciting and sort of really sort of creative...
I don't think you need to big it up because people have already heard this in theory, right?
Impressive sort of financial admin. I need to do some sort of general sort of budgetary admin.
It sounds fascinating.
Watch Kung Fu Panda 2, because by the time I sort of got done with all my jobs, it was getting up late-ish, but sort of long enough time to watch a short film, so Kung Fu Panda 2.
Is that a short film? Is it like
clean 90?
Could it be entered into that category, or?
Clean 90, that's short these days.
Okay. You know? Short film, Kung Fu Panda 2?
Sort of did
2.
That.
Kung
sort
Fu did Pan that. Bam.
Because I'll probably watch Kung Fu Panda 3, probably maybe tomorrow, because I'm going to see Kung Fu Panda 4 at the cinema next week, so...
Excellent.
Sort of. Yeah. I had some dinner.
Similar evenings, basically. Similar.
Yeah. I mean, by the time the evening rolled around, Hannah was feeling quite a bit better, which was good.
Hey, that is.
Because that was ultimately the reason why I was home, was because I didn't want to leave her by herself.
Fair.
Because she had a wobble. That makes it sound like I'm like downplaying her feeling, doesn't it? Like she literally had a wobble. She got all like vertigo-y and weird because pregnancy is fucking just a disaster, isn't it? Honestly, we're not built for it.
No, we're literally not. You're right.
Yeah. No, we're not. But yeah, what else did I do? Made a cup of tea at one point.
Okay, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing this.
I mean, you're listing the things that people already
had. Had a shower.
Well, it sounds fascinating. It was really interesting to see and I think we've talked about this in regards to their music in general. Radiohead are an established band. They are legends of music. I do think they've earned that title. Wall of Eyes are, The Smile are a new band comprised of members of those legends that are only two albums in. So it was weird to go to a gig of theirs and there's only four songs that they've recorded and put on an album that they didn't play at the gig. Like, they played everything else.
Right.
Well, I threw that out when we in our little pre-recording about what do we expect. I said, like, well, they're surely going to play pretty much every single one of their songs because they don't have many. Unless they start playing Radiohead songs, which seemed very unlikely.
They played new songs.
There's only one song from Wall of Eyes that they didn't play. They didn't play I Quit. The rest was all present. There's only three songs that they didn't play from A Light for Attracting Attention. But they did play three new songs to replace those three. And they also played Feeling Pulled Apart by Horses. It was cool.
Mental that they've already got new songs that the Hills Have Eyes only came out like 10 minutes ago.
And they've already
got new songs. Also, if they're that fucking, you know, they've got that many ideas, got that many songs in the bank, fucking go and record a Radiohead album, Bell Ends.
Well, they're going to just do another Smile album, which will be out soon.
Yeah,
Smile
just number go three. And do a Radiohead album. Or Radiohead number...
10. Yeah. I'm starting to think that Ed is a real powerhouse in the Radiohead stable. I mean, I said this on our initial thoughts thing, so I won't repeat that. But what I was struck by is obviously something that we loved about Radiohead, especially when we were watching their live shows or whatever, incredibly varied set lists, right? They never played the same set list twice. Their gigs are like 2.5 hours long because they want to give people like as much Radiohead as possible. Yeah. The people who do the set lists for Radiohead are Ed and Johnny, right? And I think it's Ed. I think Ed is the person who's like, no, we're going to rehearse 90 songs for this tour. We're going to try and play all of them. It's going to be a different set every night. And people have paid a lot of money, so we're going to do 2.5 hours. We're going to do these big extended sets with 2, sometimes 3 encores. And then when Tom and Johnny get to The Smile, I appreciate they don't have the back catalogue of Radiohead, but it is a tight 100 minutes and it's the same set list every single night.
Yeah.
That's kind of remarkable, isn't it?
Different vibe, isn't
just
it?
Just a completely different
vibe. Make the comparisons all you want.
Yeah.
But yeah, interesting one.
Completely.
And they just seem to be creatively just splurging out, right? Just constantly making
music. But I that really struck me because I was like, wow, you know, you never know what you're in for when you go and see these guys live. And actually looking back at the set list, because I didn't spoil it for myself, there's been one change in the like 9 or so dates they've done before, which is on the first night they opened with Read the Room. They obviously decided that didn't really work, so they kicked it further back in the set.
Quite funny because of the song name.
Yep.
they literally had to.
They kicked it back further in the set, and that's where it's stayed since then. And that's it. That's the only set list change they've had so far, which I think is really interesting. It's a different band, you know. I'm probably going to try and see them again. I don't think I have the time or the money to see them again on this tour. But, I mean, I'm up for going again. Lucas, you're up for giving it another go? See if we can be successful this time.
Give it a punt.
We'll give it a go.
Seated this time?
Seated would be lovely. Little snooze and little, you know.
Oh, you just going to fall asleep.
I'm glad where
if that's where it goes.
I'm glad we were where we were, and it was like we gave your ticket to my friend Maria, and she was very thankful.
Is the money going to come? Sort of.
Nah, I sort of just said that. Fine, don't worry about it. I said just buy me a pint is what I said. So
yeah.
So I got the compensation.
Sorry. Shouldn't that friend be buying the What Is Music business a pint?
A pint. Yeah.
Because that's the ticket.
The other thing as well, right, is that Adam bought a pint. He went off to the loo. I held his pint. He came back from the loo, saw his friend Maria, who bought him a pint.
Yeah.
So she handed him a drink, and then I came up to him, greeted him, and greeted her, and then gave him a drink.
Yeah.
So he then had two.
2 pints glass pool. That's what they called me.
Bloody legend.
I think, Tom York shouted it from the stage. Yeah.
Oh, the best. I mean, I think we've already talked about this in the bit straight after, but the best heckle was just Johnny Greenwood.
Oh, someone shouted out, Johnny Greenwood!
And he was like, yep.
Yep. yeah, I think maybe the next opportunity will be album number 3, or maybe they'll tour again next year. Who knows? Or maybe we're going to be sat here in a year's time going, hey, we've got tickets to go and see Radiohead. You never know. You never know. But listeners, you never know.
There's no way to find out.
Listeners out there, if you like The Smile, go see them. Is that the headline? Yeah. Is that the takeaway from
Would
this
you recommend
episode?
Seeing The Smile?
If you
yes,
like
if
them.
You like
yeah,
them.
If you like their yeah. music, do go see them live. I think that's a good
I'll
show.
Tell you what I'm glad of. I mean, obviously I'm jealous, right? Yeah. I'm just sort of sat here, just sort of like, it's nice that I get to listen to you describe how much of a great time you had with the gig that you get to go to.
Sure, yeah.
Why
yeah.
am I here? do you know, if the gig you'd gone to had been that one where they had an orchestra,
yeah,
I think I'd be quitting this podcast, to be honest.
Oh my God. Yeah. Or Anna would have been on her own.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hey, go see The Smile. We're all going to go see The Smile. Or if not, if we can't see The Smile, we will settle for Radiohead at some point. Okay,
yeah, that's fine. I'm happy with that.
That seems
yeah,
fine. Yeah. But for right now, that brings us to the end of another episode. Thank you very much for listening. Our next episode is out next Monday, and we're going to be diving back into the world of REM with their 5th studio album, Document. So come and join us for that. But before you do, come and talk to us. Let us know if you have seen The Smile on this tour, if you're going to see The Smile on this tour, what you thought of it. Tell us what you didn't think of it. Find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at WhatIsMusicPod. If you want to send in something a little bit longer, we can read it out on the show. You can email us, whatismusicpod@gmail.com. And if you liked what you heard here and you thought I'd love to hear more of that, please do head over to our Patreon page where you'll find all kinds of extra podcast shows. One where we are
Why don't you say one creatures. Where we will... Oh, no, you can't say one where we will be. Because we are doing
one
it.
Where we will be, one where we will
one
be.
Where we will
also,
be.
That's even worse to say.
Yeah,
it's one where we will be. No, it's quite fun though. Prove me wrong.
We're talking about right, Manics over on the Patreon.
Yeah,
there's also Manics, another show. There's sort of the show where we explore all kinds of different artists, genres, and eras to make theme playlists, bonus commentaries, music discussion episodes, ad-free episodes of this show, and a really amazing Discord community. You can head to patreon.com/whatismusicpod or follow the link in the show notes for up to 2 podcast episodes every single week. There are other ways that you can support us if you'd like to. You could buy some of our merchandise over at whatismusicpod.redbubble.com. You send us a little one-off donation on ko-fi.com, which is ko-fi.com/whatismusic. The best way to support us, however, is just doing what you're doing right now, which is listening to us, and you can rate the show, subscribe to the show, share it with your friends, all of that stuff. That about does it. Thanks again for listening. But before you go, please don't leave me high. Don't leave me.
Kung Fu Panda.